get all kinds of names for these, and
well, what they call a gray sack it's a bark off of some kind of a plant they use to make what they call a gray sack, a toe sack, and some call them burlap bags. They have several different names, burlap, grass sack.
If you're chilly, let's move this stuff around and get up closer.
I'm not really at all. I stood up by the fire just to stretch my legs. thanks a lot. Is a toe sack the same as a croaker sack?
Yes, same thing. That's the same thing.
And they're the same as a burlap.
Yes. And practically the same. Mm-hmm. Now there's what they call a seagrass sack. That comes out of the ocean. They get that out of the ocean to make them. Mm-hmm. That's what they use to tie bales of hay with. Seagrass.
Oh, I see.
That comes out of the ocean.
Mm-hmm. And when you went to the grocery, they just put your groceries in a...
You just put them in a paper bag these days.
Mm-hmm. But paper bags are fairly... one other question. Did they ever put flour in these cloth bags?
Oh, yeah.
Cloth, what do you call those?
It's called a flour sack, that's all. It's cotton sack, bag, made out of cotton.
And the land around your farm, this is fairly hilly country here, isn't it? But you don't, North Mississippi, there's no really high hills. Is there so that you call it a...
There's no mountain land around here.
No mountains, there's some pretty high hills.
There's some pretty high, steep hills, but there's nothing like mountains around here.
I came through, I think it's on 15, a town called Blue Mountain. I wonder how that was named. I mean, it's hilly, but...
I don't know.
I couldn't tell you.
You know where it is.
I know where Blue Mountain is.
Where it is, I have never been.
I went through there one time.
In fact, it's not as hilly as this.
It's not a mountain at all, then.
No, it isn't.
I went through Blue Mountain one time.
I hadn't ever thought about what kind of land it had been.
Went up in there, the other side of Blue Mountain, and bought a rooster and paid $15 for it. That's a nice chicken business.
Mm-hmm.
I had to have good stuff in order to sell my stuff. And I paid $15 for one rooster.
Hmm. And what kind was he?
A white leg.
White legger?
A white leg.
Mm-hmm. And
I paid $1 a piece for eggs, too, one time.
For hatching?
Hatching eggs.
I see. Got a lot of money in that, especially a dollar was a lot of money in the 30s.
Well, I wanted some good stuff, and I know that it'd make it sell. That's the reason I done
it. An investment.
I ordered them eggs from M. Johnson, Bowie, Texas, I believe. M. Johnson Poultry Ranch. Somewhere in Texas.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you some more questions about the land too. If you have something that the water washes out, cuts into the land, what do you call that?
Gully.
And if it cuts real deep, through, for example, down at the hillside there, if it would really cut. Real sharp.
You just called it a gully.
Still, the small, would you explain difference from a river on down to smaller and smaller streams?
Well, a smaller stream you'd call it a creek, and still smaller you'd call it a branch.
Mm-hmm. And if water comes along, say, out of a branch, which is pretty small, and then down, falls down over rocks?
Well, we don't have nothing like that around here. Mm-hmm. But that branch will go into the river, and into the creek, and the creek flows on into the river. Gets the bigger it, the further it goes, the bigger it gets.
And your wife told me to watch for the big oak tree, and I found it here in front of your house. I'm wondering, what other trees do you have? What are these trees that have a